This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a thing we do every now and then on the program. We take your questions about stuff you've never understood about business and the economy, and we answer those questions in a segment that we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes from Matthew Morris. He lives right here in Los Angeles.
I've always wondered how game shows get their prizes, you know, like the Winnebagos on The Price is Right or the money that they pay out for Jeopardy. How does that happen?
As it happens, we've got just the person to answer that for you. One of our producers, Josh Wu is his name, was on Jeopardy as a kid. He solved the bonus puzzle on Wheel of Fortune, and he took home The Price is Right showcase 5 years ago today. So here he is.
The best place to start in a quest for answers about game shows just might be a bar.
Yes. Oh, I know that one then.
O'Brien's in Santa Monica, California, to be exact.
I won just short of $500,000 on Jeopardy.
I won $25,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Every Wednesday is bar trivia night, and a lot of former game show champs fill up a lot of the bar stools here.
I won $2,100 on Joker's Wild back in 1974.
That's Dan Avila. He's been on 8 game shows, and one of those appearances was a historic one.
He's going for the largest cash prize, as far as we know, in the history of television.
It was 1999. The show was Greed. Dan had won $200,000, and he made a decision to bet it all.
To me, the $200,000, it's not life-changing, but I decided that you could maybe even guess, and you would end up with $2.2 million, and that is life-changing.
For $2.2 million. Is it tuna? Oh, dang.
But what would have happened if Dan had won? How does a show shell out that kind of cash? Art Alisi is the president of Promotional Considerations Incorporated. They handle prizing for Wheel of Fortune. Art says each television network sets aside some money.
They may give him $50,000 a week for their prize budget. And then they have to generate the rest of the money, so they have to use the fee spots.
Fee spots are those little ads at the end of the show that follow this announcement.
Promotional consideration provided by...
On Wheel, they pay up to almost $15,000 for that spot for 10 seconds. There could be 3 of them at one time. That means $45,000 for a 30-second spot. And that brings them the extra revenue that they're looking for.
So what about prizes?
How about a new toaster and stylish leggings?
You probably think game shows trade those 10-second spots for stuff. And sometimes they do, especially one kind of prize.
Trudy and Stacy, grab your shades. You're headed to the Sunshine State.
Trips. Adam Neediff used to be a prize coordinator.
I was something of a telemarketer on behalf of Wheel of Fortune.
He says he would call up hotels and say, hey, I'll give you a 10-second commercial in our show.
And all you have to do is just let us have this free stay in your hotel for 7 days and 6 nights.
But what's surprising is a lot of times, game shows just flat out buy their prizes, especially...
A new car!
Art Alisi has been in the TV biz for 50 years, and he says shows used to trade ads for cars, but then along came The Price is Right. They give away a car 3 times a day, so they started buying them so that they would have the stock to keep up.
So the people said, why should I be giving you free cars when I can go on Price is Right? And they'll buy the car. So now we have to buy the cars.
Alisi says there's an easy way to tell if a prize has been bought or traded for. Just listen to how it's described.
When they say you won a set of Goodyear tires from the number one store, Goodyear, then you know that was promoted. If they just said you won a wonderful set of rubber tires, they bought it.
There is one more way game shows keep their prize warehouses full.
A lot of the prizes are forfeited. When you forfeit a prize, it goes into their inventory. So they could always promote it again since they already own it and give it to somebody else if they want to.
But why would anybody want to do that? Well, back at O'Brien's, Dan Avila paints a pretty good picture.
Now, I was on a show called Sale of the Century, and one of the prizes I won was $600 worth of women's shoes. That was all I got. I didn't win any cash.
But did you have to pay taxes out of pocket for those?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you can turn down the prizes because you are taxed at their value.
Every time you win, Uncle Sam wins too. And if you didn't win any cash to cover it, you're basically just buying stuff on clearance. But the guys who come out week after week to O'Brien's don't play trivia here for the $100 in bar credit. It's just fun. And the same goes for game shows. Just ask tonight's quizmaster and Jeopardy! College champion, Cliff Gallagher.
I think I'm one of the few lucky people who converted thousands of hours of studying into what probably comes out to minimum wage when you consider how much I won. But it's still probably the most money I'll ever make in a day. So, yeah, if there are any other games out there, count me in.
In Los Angeles, I'm Josh Wu for Marketplace.
If you've got a question for us, you know where to go, marketplace.org. Send it right along.